Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It was the first weekend of February. I was at home, having the days off of work. Everything was pretty regular, but sometime in the middle of the day on Saturday, I thought I heard something from upstairs. It was a thud, just one, and not very alarmingly loud or anything. I'd never heard it before, which was the only reason I went up to see if I could figure out what it was. I didn't find anything, though. I wasn't worried, and hardly thought about it for the rest of the day. Hours later, and as I was winding down for the night, sitting on the couch and barely keeping my eyes open, there was another thud, almost identical to the last. Again, I looked around and saw nothing. I even opened the door to the spare bedroom, which was entirely empty, and looked around, not seeing anything. Maybe it was an animal on the roof, or just the house making strange noises. I went to bed that night, not too long after. The next day, I got up and went downstairs like usual to make coffee and breakfast. As I did, something felt off. Like, as I walked around the kitchen and made breakfast, things seemed like they had been moved. The cereal and chips I had in the pantry just didn't look like they were where I'd left them. Obviously, I didn't purposefully try to remember the order they were in or anything, so I couldn't confirm it. I just had that weird feeling, like it wasn't right, which I didn't know how it could be possible. I tried to pay more attention to things the rest of that morning, but eventually I forgot about it. I think I was caught up on how impossible it would have been, so I had to be mistaken. The rest of that day, I was downstairs, watching TV and doing some chores. It was just after sunset when I heard that same thud again. I stood up to go check on it, just like every time before, but as I approached the stairs, I heard a click. It was very quiet, but was definitely a click of some kind. I went up to the top of the steps and listened for a second, then looked around my bedroom, finding nothing. Then I went over to the spare bedroom, figuring I might as well check again. I grabbed the handle and turned it, but it stopped halfway. It was locked from the other side. Blood rushed from my face, and my heart stung from the sudden panic. I took a few weak steps away from the door, feeling like my legs were giving out, but I brought myself together when I heard movement behind the door, approaching the other side. I started to run back down the stairs as I heard another click, followed by the door creaking open. I left out the front door and ran to the end of the street, where I called 911. When searching the home, they found no one, but in the spare bedroom closet, there were grocery bags and a blanket. Someone had been trying to live in there, at least for those 2 days, but probably even longer, without me knowing. Likely they were coming out at night while I was sleeping to go downstairs and eat and drink and do whatever. It sends chills through me just thinking about it. Thankfully, they seem to have left for good after that night. What they would have done had I found them is something I never even want to know. I was staying inside for the night. It was really cold outside, with a heavy snowstorm coming through our town. I had the TV playing my comfort show, and I was half asleep on the couch when I heard footsteps approaching outside my front door. Their boots were loud enough to get my attention and wake me up. I looked at the door, but they didn't knock. They stood there for a few seconds, then their boots took a couple more steps before it suddenly went quiet. It sounded like they stepped off the porch and into the snow, which I could no longer hear. Confused, I got up and looked out the window. The snowstorm was worse than I thought. It was almost completely white outside, making it hard to see more than a few feet past the window. Barely, I could make out shoe prints in the snow coming off of the porch. Why did they just step off the porch like that? And what were they even doing outside right now? With the weather, I couldn't really get any more answers. I checked out the side and back windows for any more shoe prints in case they walked around my house, but I didn't see much of anything. I went back to the couch and laid down. I felt it was weird, but I didn't want to overreact about it. An hour or so went by, and there was nothing else. The soft rumble of the snowstorm outside and the low volume of the TV made my eyes heavy, slowly putting me to sleep. When my eyes eventually opened, it was still very dark. The TV was on its timeout screen, showing it was 3 a.m. The snowstorm was still going strong, but strangely, it was much louder. As I continued to wake up, I began realizing it was extremely loud, like the sound was clear and crisp, not muffled by the windows. My eyes darted fully open, and I got up. I turned on the light next to me, seeing water spots all over the room, going right to the front door, which was wide open. Snow was pouring into the house, and boot prints were outlined in the water going through the hallway. I could kind of make out the same boot prints leaving the house, but I wasn't sure. I got my phone and locked myself in the bathroom as I called for help. Turned out, whoever broke in had already left. It seemed they came in and looked around for something specific, and after not finding it, they just walked back out into the blizzard. While they were in my home, they either somehow didn't notice me on the couch, or crept past me, quietly looking around my house without waking me. Even the idea of it creeps the hell out of me. I haven't had a good night's sleep after that, constantly waking up in the middle of the night, startled by every little creak. I worked at a gas station for 2 years, starting in 2015. During the winter on my first year, I had a regular customer come in a lot. I worked night shifts, so whenever anyone came in more than once, I'd usually recognize them. This guy was a trucker who told me his name was Paul. He was a really nice guy, though he definitely had something different about him. He was always smiley, like too smiley and happy, especially for it being the middle of the night. Sometimes I actually found it creepy. Anyway, one night, he came in, and he was acting differently. He walked in and greeted me, but as he looked around the aisles, his face was dull and almost angry. He picked out an energy drink and came up to the counter, and his face suddenly changed back to that overly happy look. I could see dread in his eyes, though, making his smile seem even more fake and almost disturbing in a way. He paid and walked out to his truck, then drove off. I'd almost forgotten about it until the next day when I saw his truck pull in again. It was pretty cold and snowy outside. When Paul came in, he had that same look as yesterday, except he didn't smile at all. He grabbed the first drink on the shelf and came up to the counter. As he paid, he started asking me questions, like how busy it was tonight, and when my shift was over. Then, before he left, he asked if I wouldn't mind helping him lift something in his truck. Having known him for so long now, I agreed, wanting to be helpful, and put on my jacket and followed him outside. The gas station was empty, aside from his truck, parked on the far side of the lot. I followed him over there, and he opened the passenger door, then walked around to the driver's side and got in. He said it was right up here, gesturing for me to get in as well. I climbed up and sat down. It was one of those big box trucks that had a door behind the seats for access to the cargo section. I looked at Paul. He had that strange, wide smile again.
"It's just right in there. I'll follow behind you."
He pointed at the door. I suddenly felt very unsettled and could sense that this wasn't what he said it was. I sat there, trying to figure out what to say or do, and I began to notice an odor. It was strong and disgusting, coming from whatever the hell was behind that door. I looked back up at Paul. His face was tense, but he held that smile and just watched me, waiting for me to move. I jumped back out of the truck, slamming the door behind me and hurrying back into the station. He didn't follow. As I was hurrying back, though, I thought I heard him yell, like a frustrated yell coming from the truck. The wind covered most of the sound. He pulled out of the gas station soon after. I worked there for another year, and Paul never showed up again, not even once. I don't know what was back there, or what was really going on with Paul, but I think I was lucky to not have to find out. It was just before Christmas. School was out, but my parents still worked during the day. I was an only child, which meant I had the whole house alone and could do whatever I wanted all day while they were gone. This was just another weekday, I think Tuesday, and my parents left for work at 9. I immediately fired up my PC in my bedroom and started gaming. Strangely, only 15 or 20 minutes after my parents had left, there was a knock at the front door. Being young and not used to answering the door alone, I chose to ignore it. I tried not to make too much noise for the next little bit, because I didn't want them to think anyone was home, hoping they would just leave. I didn't hear any more knocks, so I continued on with my day. I was playing video games for way too long, honestly, like 3 or 4 hours straight, before I even got up from my desk to make some breakfast. I went downstairs and poured a bowl of cereal, then started walking back to bring it upstairs, when I noticed the front door was unlocked. I thought that was weird, because my parents always remembered to lock it, and usually would leave through the garage anyway. I went over and slid the lock down, then went back up to my room. I think it was around 1 or 2 p.m. After finishing eating, I got right back to gaming. I had just reopened my game and loaded into a new match, so like only 3 minutes later, when I felt something shake my desk. I didn't hear anything, but I had my headset on, so it was unlikely I would have, unless it was really loud. It felt like a vibration though, which I'd usually only feel from my parents closing a door or something. I took my headset off and looked at the bedroom door, listening for what could have caused it. It was quiet. I got up and opened the door, then looked down the hallway toward the stairs, again listening for anything, and again not hearing anything. I was thinking it could have been the heater turning on, but I couldn't help but think how the door was unlocked earlier, and it just gave me an uneasy feeling. I walked over to the stairs, and just as I got to the top and looked down, I saw a shadow move near the bottom. I froze, and just a second later, the shadow stopped moving too, like they somehow saw me. My heart was pounding. I felt like I stood motionless for an entire minute before the shadow moved again. I could faintly hear footsteps walking toward the back of the house, and then the back door quietly open and close. And then silence. I ran to my parents' bedroom and called 911 with the home phone. Police came a few minutes later. This only seemed to get more disturbing and strange, though. There were no signs of the intruder breaking in, unless he had picked the lock on the front door. However, it was still locked when police arrived, which means he likely got inside sometime during the 3 to 4 hours I was gaming. I also think back to the knocks I heard right after my parents had left, but I just can't see what they were doing inside for that long. He was almost definitely in the house when I went downstairs and made myself a bowl of cereal, though, maybe even watching me from another room, hiding somewhere. We don't know what his intentions were, but I've never truly felt safe again since that day. I was taking a road trip across the country to my family's house for Christmas. I know driving that long of distance during winter is probably not a great idea, but I couldn't find anyone to watch my dog, Frankie, so I had to bring him with me. He's just a little wiener dog, and I thought he'd be terrified of flying, so I decided to drive. The first half of the trip down there went well, without any issues. Great weather, easy driving, and no problems. On the morning of the second part of the drive, though, I woke up to heavy downfall of snow. I packed up quickly and tried to outrun the weather, but it seemed to only get worse. Halfway there, I realized it was taking too long, and I wouldn't make it there by the end of the night, so I ended up choosing to find a motel to stay at instead. The road I was on was pretty empty. There wasn't much of anything, aside from the occasional gas station, every 50 or so miles. So when I finally saw a sign for a motel, I immediately pulled off and into the parking lot. It was a very old-looking building, and most of the lights were off, but there was another car parked here, so I figured it had to be a worker. I left the car on for Frankie as I got out and walked through the blizzard and up to the main entrance. The door wouldn't open. I wiped the fog off the outside of the window and put my face closer, trying to look through and see if anyone was inside, but it looked dark and deserted. I wasn't sure what to think, but I didn't have much time before I heard Frankie barking. I looked back, seeing two men walking past my car and up to me. The way they walked, it was clear something was wrong. I tried to start walking back to my car and ignore them, but they cut me off.
"Hey, was the place open?"
No. I think it's closed tonight. Sorry,"
I said, trying to walk around them.
"Do you think you could help us? We're having some car troubles. Maybe you could spare some gas."
It was like they were fighting for any reason to keep talking to me. I said no, then backed up and made a wide walk around them. And even then, they still tried to get in front of me. I hurried back into my car as their footsteps crunched quickly behind me. By the time I got in and locked the doors, they were already at my window. Frankie was whining, and I couldn't blame him. This was really uncomfortable and kind of scary since we were so far out on a deserted road. One of them repeatedly knocked on my window, asking for help still, but it was so obvious that he didn't need any and this was just some kind of trap or something. Before anything could get worse, I backed up and drove out onto the main road. After giving it some thought, I ended up dialing 911 to report their strange behavior. I got a call back from an officer 20 minutes later, saying they weren't at the parking lot anymore, and neither was their car. If that doesn't scream guilty, I don't know what does. Their car clearly worked enough for them to leave, and they apparently left right after I did. More so than my slight interaction with the men, it's the thought of what they were potentially trying to do that horrifies me. If anything had happened out there, I probably never would have been found.